Illumination, illumination, illumination. Only I can choose what I want to think about. Only I can choose what I want to think about. I create my illumination, I create the illuminations in my life by my choice. For only I can choose what I want to think about. What do I want to think about? What is it that makes my life happy, that makes me run with joy? What is it that makes me feel that life is worth living, that I am just the most wonderful, happy, joyous, fantastic person on the face of the earth? What is it that does that for me? Well, when I think about success, goodness, or peace, I am thinking about things that I want in my world. I'm thinking about things that I want to illumine in my being. What is my illumination? When I think about success, do I have success in my life? Do I have everything in my life going in a happy, successful way? Am I successful on my job? Am I successful in my marriage? Am I successful in my relationships with my friends? Am I successful in whatever I do? Any little task that I set for myself, am I successful at it? Do I think of talking to someone and then am at a loss for words? I'm at a loss for a way to express myself, to have the right thoughts, and I'm saying, and what is that all about? Well, what all that is all about is when I doubt myself. When I doubt myself and I feel that I do not know the answer, I do not know what I want to know, and it's not there, surely just as the night and the day, I don't know because I think I don't know. Now, if I tell myself I know that I know that I know, if I tell myself I know and I act like I know and I know, then strangely enough, beautifully enough, wonderfully enough, it does work. Why is it then that since I know that it does work, when I think that I know that I know that I know about anything that I wish to know, anything that I wish to reveal, when I say that, I know it. Now, what's the first thing that happens to me when I make that statement? When I make that statement, I say to myself, huh, who cares? If I know, I know. If I don't know, I don't know. It doesn't really matter. Who cares? Who cares whether I know or I don't know? You see, we have that sort of flippancy about us that goes through us. And that flippancy sort of releases us from knowing. It releases us from not knowing. It releases us from the feeling that we are not totally in charge of our wisdom, our memory, or anything that we wish to be in charge of. Now, if you walk into a new situation in life, and you go into, well, for instance, we took a young man, he was 3 years old, we took him and his family and many friends into the Great Pyramid in Egypt. And as we walked into this Great Pyramid, this little kid just was enjoying himself very properly, very nicely. He's a very fine young man, very well-mannered, very good kid, just a good kid. And we walked through the passageways of the Great Pyramid. And as we walked through these passageways, this intuitive youngster turned from side to side, saying, behind that wall is this, and behind this wall is that, and things like that. And we sort of snickered to ourselves, thinking, how could this little kid know those things? And at one place, he was very, very definite. He said, behind this wall, right here, is where they put their trash, where they put their garbage, where they put their chippings from the stones that they make and where they leave their bags that the lunches were in and things like that. And that's just their garbage dump. And we sort of didn't give it a second thought, But later, we talked to the curator of the pyramid, and as we talked with these people who were supposedly in the know, we asked. And they said, well, they weren't sure whether that was the place, but they did have garbage dumps in the pyramid. They do have areas where they would throw the trash of their chippings and not carry them out to keep the pyramid pristine, because that's going to be hidden behind a wall. And so they made that imperfection in the pyramid, and this young fellow picked it up. And he picked it up not only because he was intuitive, he was illumined, but that's where his thought was. Only I can choose what I want to think about. Well, now, he thought about that. And as he thought about that, he just intuitively released it into his world, and he was correct. He was right. He was successful. And we could be too. However, we doubted also that this three-year-old boy, never having been in the pyramid before, never having seen a pyramid before that time, would come up with remarks like that, so responsible, so intuitive, so informative. And he was right. Now, how could he be successful in that? Because he let go and he let the divine within him reveal itself to him. We all live in our intuitive self. We all live in our illumination. We all live in this all the time, but we don't really honor it. We don't pay attention to it. We think, oh, so just another flippant idea, another flippant thought. Well, how true these flippant thoughts are that pass through our consciousness. They are who we really are and what we really are and why we really are. And they are very exciting. You and I have the opportunity to live our life in a most successful way when we think about success. We have the opportunity to live our life in a very good way when we think about goodness. When we think of the goodness in the world, when we think of peace on earth, when we think of love everywhere in the world, when we think of goodness everywhere, we give that a power by our thought. We give that a power by our realization. We give that a power by knowing who and what we are. Oh, yeah. It's just that simple. And just that wonderful, and that is truly who and what we are. But how do we know who and what we are? How do we know these things about ourselves? How do we know how to bring these things out in our life? Well, whatever we think about, that's our reality. Whatever we choose to think about, that's what we want to know. That's what we do know. That's what we are. For when we think about anything, our mind immediately leaps to saying, okay, the doors are open in that department of wisdom, that department of success, that department of goodness, that department of peace. The doors are open, the doors are open. All the wisdom knowledge, all the wisdom thoughts, all the beautiful attitudes that are there, they're ours right now. We have this opportunity to live in this goodness. We have this opportunity to live in peace, if that is where our thought is. And if our thought is peace, that we are thinking that peace everywhere on earth, peace in our hearts, peace in our life, peace for us. When we think about it, we give that power in our thought. We give that reality in our life. And we give that expression in all that we do. For that is who we are. We are that peace. And we are that joy, and we are that life, now and forevermore. For that peace, that life, and that joy is what we think about. And only I can choose what I want to think about. Success, goodness, peace, or a million other possibilities, but only I can choose what I am going to think about now and forevermore.